This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. After 16 years in power, Angela Merkel's time as German chancellor comes to a close at the end of the month. Elections are on the 26th. The economy and the pandemic have figured prominently in the campaign to replace her. So, too, has climate change. Floods in Germany this summer killed almost 200 people, caused billions of euros worth of damage, and concentrated mines in a country that's got a reputation as one of the most climate-conscious in the world. It has signed up to big decarbonization targets. Germany has net zero emissions by 2045, for instance. But a key question on voters' minds, and one that will surely get an airing at a big climate summit that's coming up in Glasgow in November, COP26, it's called, is whether Germany can actually do it. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
20% of German power is generated by burning coal, about the same as in the US, but a large amount of the German coal is of the most carbon-polluting type. Lignite, a wet brown coal, is scraped from open-cast mines like this one in the Garzweiler region in northwest Germany. It's been the focus of numerous protests, and not only because the expansion of the mine threatens to wipe out five local villages, says campaigner Christopher Laumanns.
The Garzweiler mine is to be enlarged so much that it's absolutely sure that Germany can't meet this limit of global heating or its contribution to that.
Germany is committed to phasing out coal by 2038, but Laumanns would like to see a much quicker exit and hopes the government will be shamed into action at COP26.
I hope that it's going to be an international humiliation for Germany so that this green image of Germany is corrected a bit.
As a major global manufacturer, Germany is by far the largest carbon emitter in Europe, and it faces a formidable task in getting to net zero by 2045, partly as a result of events more than 5,000 miles away in Japan back in 2011. The tsunami is coming, shouted this witness after an earthquake triggered a massive tidal wave. The Fukushima nuclear power plant was engulfed, went into meltdown and exploded. This, one of the worst nuclear accidents, persuaded the German leader to scrap her nuclear program. Matt Oxenford of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
Chancellor Merkel saw the anti-nuclear sentiment increasing significantly and decided to take action, even though that may have been counterproductive in terms of the larger issues around climate.
The country's last three nuclear plants are set to close next year. The absence of nuclear power, the reliance on coal, and the sporadic nature of renewables have convinced some German observers that net zero by 2045 is not attainable.
No, it isn't. And everyone who is knowledgeable about the power system will agree on that.
That's Fritz Warenholt, a former oil and wind power company boss. Controversially, he rejects the scientific consensus and claims that while the world does need to phase out fossil fuels, it has a lot more time before the climate crisis bites. And he says that's just as well.
We need a time of a generation to come from a coal, oil, gas-driven economy to a CO2-free and renewable power system.
This is a taboo subject. Sebastian Bolle, an energy expert with the German Chambers of Commerce, says no company will come out and publicly trash the net zero commitment, but
many industrial companies, they are skeptical about that it is possible.
Meanwhile, he says Germany's burgeoning renewable and energy efficiency companies are happily embracing the challenge of net zero by 2045.
They see a lot of opportunities in this drive towards climate neutrality.
So do the big car manufacturers. Volkswagen now has the biggest electric vehicle factory in Europe. Bolle says the government and German industry will have to spend about $120 billion a year to complete the net zero transformation in time. But as an energy expert, does he think it's possible?
It's more difficult to get out of nuclear power and coal at once. I mean, that's no question. And, we'll see.
And that is the safest forecast, no question. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.